He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Hi, welcome back to the show. Today we're going to talk about e-cigarettes, and they're quite satisfying, according to who you talk to. They deliver nicotine without combusting tobacco, but it does kind of pose a double-edged sword for public health. Today, helping us figure that out is Eliza Glasner from Georgetown University and the O'Neill Institute for National and Global Health Law. Counselor, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So let's start with why you even got involved in this topic. Why do you care so much about what people are smoking and how they're smoking it?
Well, I work for the O'Neill Institute for National and Global Health Law, and we work on all sorts of health-related issues, both on the domestic stage and internationally. And we do quite a bit of work when it comes to cigarettes, and e-cigarettes are arguably the newest culprit on the scene, causing tremendous worry throughout the public health community, both here in the United States and around the world. So we've done a bit of research now focusing on the domestic crisis of rising e-cigarette use, and looking at the debate within the public health community whether e-cigarettes should be touted as smoking cessation devices or whether e-cigarettes really are just a public health crisis. So we are concerned with public health matters generally, and cigarette smoking is one of the biggest issues to date.
I am a general internist, and I'm still trying to figure out where they belong in recommending them to patients to try and quit smoking. I'm kind of ambivalent on it. I'm agnostic on it. I don't know enough. My opinion is that it's better than combusting because you're not breathing in the smoke. And nicotine, I've always thought of as not the enemy, but it's really the hundreds of chemicals and carcinogens in smoke. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, I think the answer is maybe. And the biggest problem in the debate, in my opinion now, is that the science is just still out. So it's not really clear whether, on the one hand, e-cigarettes really are a meaningful smoking cessation device. The studies and the data is really very limited, but the studies that are available now don't show a significant increase in decreasing smoking than, let's say, the nicotine gum or the patches. So it's really not clear whether they're going to be this amazing smoking cessation aid that they're being touted as right now. And then when it comes to their safety, the science is, again, still out. It's not clear whether they're actually safe. And I think, reasonably speaking, you're definitely right. I think most scientists and doctors would agree that they are on a scale of bad to worse. They're certainly better than regular cigarettes. But I think that one of the major issues in the dialogue going on now is this idea that e-cigarettes are healthy. The word healthy is often used in support of e-cigarettes, and they're not healthy. Nicotine may not be as bad for you as combusting the tar and then the other chemicals that you mentioned when you smoke a combustible cigarette. But nicotine itself is not healthy. It's an addictive substance, and we know there's plenty of studies showing that there are dangers inherent in nicotine itself. And then I think the other point I'd add is that because these cigarettes are so new, the delivery devices, and they're so unregulated, the delivery devices are not always safe. So there's been a number of increase in reporting to poison control centers of people who have been exposed to nicotine on their skin and absorbing it through their skin that way. So I would not say that e-cigarettes are safe.
So it sounds like we're in the wild, wild west in the early days of e-cigarettes. We don't know if they're safe yet, but it sounds like you're saying they're not as bad as a regular cigarette, but not to tout them to my patients that this is going to help them quit. It's probably just going to enable them to continue their addiction, but albeit maybe a little more healthily.
Perhaps, but I think I do have to qualify my opinions, but I'm not a scientist, I'm a lawyer. But I again, I would be very wary.
Pre-med, pre-law, what's the difference?
Yeah, exactly. I still would be wary of using the term healthy. Now, I think for an entrenched smoker who's smoking for a long time, most doctors and scientists, and at least the literature I've read, would agree with you that smoking an e-cigarette is a preferable alternative to a combustible cigarette. So you, as an internist, again, I'm not a doctor, but I would assume that that is a safer recommendation to make to your already existing smokers.
Good. So I'm not causing more harm by recommending that. Again, though, they're not regulated. I would imagine some of them are delivering more nicotine than others, and you don't really know how much you're getting. And are you working towards kind of getting that regulated?
Well, yeah, lots of people are working towards getting them regulated, including the Food and Drug Administration, which is really terrific. We wrote, as you may know, FDA put out proposed rules to extend their authority through the Tobacco Control Act to regulate e-cigarettes under the general rubric that they now regulate regular combustible tobacco cigarettes. But the rules are not final. There was a comment period that just closed a couple of weeks ago, so FDA is going to sort through those comments and figure out what they want to do in terms of regulation. But the controversy swirling in the public health community around that is what FDA actually proposed to regulate and the things that they're missing. So a few of the biggest issues that people are critical of FDA for missing are they don't limit advertising. So as most people know, regular cigarettes can't be advertised in print and news. They can't be on TV ads, whereas e-cigarettes can. So FDA did not include e-cigarettes under that prohibition. And also, two more things to note, they were silent as to whether to banning e-cigarette flavoring. So this is a really big issue because regular combustible cigarettes can't be flavored, whereas e-cigarettes can come in all sorts of flavors, and they do. They come in hundreds of flavors with bubblegum and pina colada and flavors that specifically appeal to a younger, youthful market. So that's where they're being criticized. And also there was a failure to prohibit all sales online, which, again, public health advocates are really concerned about because it makes it very easy for youth to buy e-cigarettes.
So there has been a lot of consolidation in the field. Different tobacco companies are buying others because of the e-cigarettes that they have. And it does seem that they are once again exploiting our youth. And how can we stop that? What is your what's your policy on that?
Well, so I think that the tried and proven methods of limiting smoking among youth, which is happening with combustible cigarettes, are eliminating advertising geared towards children, forbidding, banning the flavoring, and I guess, and now would be limiting internet sales. I think FDA is really missing an opportunity right now to curb e-cigarette use among children.
So what is actually happening as we speak? Is there anything happening out there, or is it just continuing along and people are talking?
Well, so FDA put out these proposed rules that to extend their authority over e-cigarettes, but it's going to take a long time for them to go through the comments, and it's going to take even longer for the proposed rules to go into action. So we're basically talking about years now where more and more youth will be exposed to e-cigarettes, which is an enormous problem because it is a nicotine delivery product. So we are very concerned about more youth becoming addicted. And we're also very concerned about more youth, even if e-cigarettes are safer, turning to combustible cigarettes. So,
Eliza Glasner from the O'Neill Institute of National and Global Health Law, thanks for coming on the show. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. And remember, don't let anyone else do your thinking for you. Stay skeptical, my friends.